On the buck stops here now, Parched, a new film that tells the story of how a small group of women in rural Gujarat break free from the shackles of patriarchy is making waves on the international circuit. But in India, it's actually making news for rather typical and silly reasons. A lovemaking scene between two key actors, Adil Hussain and Radhika Apte, in the film has been leaked online. And of course, in a mentality that is typical of our conservative and yet hypocritical attitudes to sex, it's now been dubbed Radhika Apte's sex tape, prompting the actor in the film, Adil Hussain, to point out the evident misogyny and say, hey, why isn't it also called Adil Hussain's sex tape? Of course, the questions go much deeper than this so-called tape. It is really about misogyny, objectification, the male gaze, and how we're still so uncomfortable when women are open about their sexuality. Joining us now on the buck stops here, Radhika Apte is on the program, Adil Hussain is on the program as well. And let me start with you, Adil, because it is rare for a man to point out the evident misogyny of a scene like this being dubbed as Radhika Apte's sex tape. What does it say to you that this is how the Google searches go, that even mainstream media, to my horror, has had captions like viral video, Radhika Apte's sex scene?
Yes, when I read it, that's the first thing which I have noticed also before in other leaks. This is not a leak. This had been in public domain in the Netflix in the US and also available in Europe in different portals, this particular film, the whole film.
But so, somebody thought that this was that one scene between the two of you that needed to be culled out and be presented as some sort of sordid sex tape.
Exactly. So I questioned that when Indian Express asked me that, what is your reaction? I said I felt bizarre and I felt weird because when you take a particular piece out of the narrative, the context goes missing, and why it is there, and the film is precisely about this mentality.
Yes.
So which speaks a lot, and then I pointed out to myself that, oh, it is Radhika Apte's. Is Radhika Apte's, the name is used because she's more famous than me? She is more famous than me. Or because she's a woman. So, and I think that speaks a lot about who we are. And I guess also that I'm not blaming them. I'm also including myself, because I also come from a system of a society where I had to work hard to get out of that. Still it's there. I know somewhere my patriarchy comes in. And when I speak to my wife, like, oh my God, I'm working so hard and still somewhere.
Oh, women are products of patriarchy.
Yes.
But it's interesting that you point out, one, that it captures the sexism of how we look at women, especially who assert their sexuality, and B, the hypocrisy around sex in India, right? So Radhika, let me take that to you, because you've actually spoken about how there is a certain liberation in nudity, and we'll come to that in a moment. But when you sort of third eye yourself and you're looking at all these videos that describe you as being the way it's presented as a sordid sex scene, not a creative moment in a creative process. Does that make you balk at all, or are you just used to it now?
I'll tell you very honestly, Varkha, this is the second time it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. First time it happened when a small clip, that was an actual leak from a film of mine called Clean Shaven, which I won an award at Tribeca for the same, which I felt very proud of later on, but leaked and went completely viral. That was the first time it had happened to me. And the way things happened, the way media hounded me for 4 days, asking me questions which were pointless, sorry to say, but I went through, I was really shocked, and I couldn't believe that people were making it bigger and bigger, and they had no sensitivity of any sorts. So after that, when this happened, actually, I was sitting at home and a friend, not even a friend, an acquaintance of mine, a film producer, messaged me and said, "Arey, your film clip is going viral." And then I said, "Which one?" And he sent me the clip with smiley faces, laughing faces. So I pitied him. And, you know, this time, to my surprise, I was just not affected at all.
Yeah. Because I guess there's a kind of numbing process that takes place, right? I mean, women especially in the public eye get used to this kind of constant and kind of sick scrutiny. There's a sickness to it.
Actually, yeah, more than numbing, you know what happened? Initially, I was very angry when the first clip had leaked. And when I faced media, I was afraid that my anger will show. This time, I just didn't feel angry. Because it's just, I think, let the film come out, let people watch it. And, you know, why should I get angry? I'm so comfortable with my body, you know. And the more it happens to me, I realize that it is making me more and more comfortable in my skin.
Radhika, can I ask you though, you said media, the first time this happened, the media asked you some really pointless questions. What do they expect you to say? And I mean, I say they, I'm a part of the media. I just hope I won't ask you those same pointless questions. But what are the kind of like rubbish things that get thrown at you pretending to be journalistic questions?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'll tell you the one that was asked me right now when this clip leaked. A journalist, a very well-known journalist, messaged me saying, Radhika, again your nude clip gets leaked. Why does this happen to you? Only you. Now, I laughed at it. And I thought to myself, I didn't reply. I thought to myself, think it happens to me because I do it.
Maybe that's the hub of it, that we are as a society not comfortable or not used to or not accepting. Adil, let me bring you in here, of women who stand up and say, yeah, okay. So being nude on screen gives me a certain liberation. You will immediately get labeled. There will be moralistic, prurient comments made about you. You have spoken about the entire hypocrisy around sex. You know, where everybody's Googling Radhika Apte right now to catch this scene, but everybody, or a large section of that, everybody will want to judge her for it.
Yes. I just have to ask this question, actually, to everybody, including maybe my dear friends as well, you know, who I haven't engaged in serious discussion about this particular topic, and that what is wrong with, if we have no problem showing or depicting extremely vulnerably our other emotions, when we are angry, when we are brutal, when we are violent, and when we are tender, and when we do other things, ugly things, and we accept it without any problem, audience accepts it without any problem. And one aspect of our behavior, which is why I think we have 7.5 billion populations as well, and that particular aspect in India, which is, again, it's a cliche way to say that we have given birth to all these amazing books on sexuality, including a particular mystic practice called Aghora practice and Tantric practice, where sexuality is used to go for salvation. I don't understand what is the problem of seeing or talking about sexuality or doing as an actor, because I do it as a part of my self-discovery. That's why I have decided to be an actor. That's my practice of craft.
But you know, when a woman is actually out there saying, as Radhika is, that, you know, I'm okay being nude on screen, it's part of my creative process for the character that I am playing. Radhika, let me complicate it a bit more and say to you that I have personally never been able to resolve the male gaze of the camera. So, for example, to me, an item number filmed in a certain kind with clothes on could reflect the male gaze more than a woman who's absolutely nude.
Yes.
So there is a lot in how the camera looks at you and whose eyes the camera is looking at you through. So I'm just wondering how you resolve this dilemma that every feminist goes through between objectification on the one side and sexual freedom and emancipation on the other.
It's very instinctive, actually. You know, when somebody, many people have approached me because I do a lot of collaborations and a lot of people want to do nude scenes in the film. And they approach and they say, there is nudity, and I ask them more how they feel. And you know, you understand a person better the more you talk to him. And I think it's very instinctive. You feel the need for that nude scene. What is it going to do to the, what is the purpose of that nude scene? What is reflecting of that character? So I think these things, it's very obvious, isn't it? I think if you just instinctively watch it. And that has been my problem, you know, a lot of times I feel, so you don't mind wearing really tiny clothes and doing different jobs on your body and showing it, and vulgar, it's so vulgar, and dancing and doing whatever, whatnot. and that's okay, but I am doing it as an art form, and I know the need for that scene in that particular film. The irony is people will not go watch the film when it releases. They'll be happy that this nude scene is in their phones, unfortunately. But I just feel that, can't you really weigh the two? And what is such an obsession? Yeah, if you want to see a nude body, look at the mirror. I think it's very instinctive. I think your question is very valid, but it's very instinctive.
But can I ask you started by saying I'm totally comfortable in my own skin. A lot of women, because of, you know, a thousand different sort of, there's an entire industry that is constructed to body shape, right? There's an entire industry of cosmetics and photoshopping and airbrushing that is constructed to body shape.
Yes.
I had Richa Chadda on this program coming out about being bulimic, for example, you know, and I would never have. And so the most thinking women, the best of us, we have moments of hating our body. Did you go through that process before you got to that point 100%. Where you said, I'm absolutely comfortable?
100% I did. My teens and my early 20s, I was very conscious of how I looked, about my body parts, shapes, sizes, everything. And especially Bollywood, I was very obsessed with in some way or the other. But I was also fortunate to be, I mean, I'm talking about films right now, but I was also fortunate to be, that I was exposed to world cinema. Mm. And I have seen many actresses that have inspired me nude on screen with how they are. I traveled a lot when I was young, and I saw people I never thought of even looking at their body because they were so comfortable in how they were. And so in my thoughts, in my brain accepted that I need to be a certain way. But emotionally I was still not there. And when this opportunity came, I literally jumped on it. When Lina told me about this, I said that this is the opportunity. I'm convinced that the nude scene is required. I'm convinced that it's going to be done so aesthetically, aesthetically. I knew Adil was a part of this, who I respect and I think is very inspirational. And so I thought this was the opportunity. And actually, Parched was the one film where I became more liberal about my own body. And I forgot the fact that I wasn't wearing clothes. It didn't feel any different.
Same with me.
And
How different is the process for men?
I don't know.
It's a lookist industry. You guys are in a lookist industry. You are in a vanity industry.
Yeah.
The pressures on women are obvious.
Yes.
How much is the pressure for men?
See, I actually stay in Delhi.
So you're a little removed from that world.
I'm removed from that world. And that is a very conscious decision on my part not to move to Bombay. And that helps me a lot. Because
keeps
I'm away.
Sane, huh?
Yes, keeps me sane. And things that, which comes with acting. I'm in love with acting and I do my part and get away, and I'm not very inspired by the paraphernalia which comes with acting. But for me, it had been a journey to be able to have the courage to do this scene. I had a chat with my wife, and my wife said that this is your sacred practice. You practice art, and you are best, and you express, and your fullest of potential comes out. When I saw you on the stage, and I fell in love and we got married. And I completely trust you, and please do it well and don't mess it up. That's what she said. And but in spite of that, I have my inhibitions.
Of course.
Grew up as we all, you know, mostly grew
Indians.
Up middle class industry. And I'm like, oh my God, am I okay? Am I doing too much? And also the fear, what will the other person think of me? And Radhika, I saw her one short film before we worked together, and she was brilliant in the film. So I had absolutely
high standards to
a meet. Standard that she is so authentic, and it has to be authentic. That's what I told Lina, that someone has to be so uninhibited in order to do this, otherwise it will come out and it will look ugly if I feel any kind of hesitation while I'm doing the scene. So when I finished the scene, and it was shot by this Oscar winner who won an Oscar for Titanic, and he lit it so beautifully. And anybody who would watch it, I would ask all of the, you know, all people of India and everywhere to go and watch the film. I think it would be educational, liberating for all of us to watch this film.
And you think you'll get past the censors? Well, we're hopefully looking at a new certification system. So let's see what happens with that. But one of your other films, which was on same-sex love, didn't actually, you were in Unfreedom, I think?
Yes, it was.
It didn't make it here because it's such a shame that you know, we've criminalized gay sex. But Radhika, let me talk a little bit about the movie, both of you. But before you do that, you said you did go through this journey where intellectually your mind was telling you that, listen, I need to be comfortable in my own skin, but emotionally you were feeling something else till you got to that point of self-confidence. Did you do something really crazy along the way? Like, did you stop eating? Did you start feeling insecure? Did you go through those moments of depression, anxiety? I mean, you hear all kinds of horror stories coming out of the film industry.
No, actually, none of that. I spoke to my husband a lot, who was great. And I was very conscious, and I was like, oh my God, this scene, and I need to look authentic. And he was so beautiful. He was telling me how his impressions of me, and it was amazing. I think I'm really fortunate to have parents also who have supported me so much. Mm. Like when this happened, my dad sent me a quote, a message saying that Einstein said that society is frivolous at large. So, you know, or my mom said that if you stop doing what you believe in, then you that you just will change, and so don't even bother. Mm. So I think I've been very fortunate. So because of these people, and I'm also very, I can't do anything to my body. Yeah, I find it very difficult to do anything.
Yeah.
To change.
Or eat. Okay. A change. Yeah. Okay. I find it extraordinarily difficult.
But
so I think it was.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, how is it, you know, when we look at a little bit of the work you've done, whether it's Ahalya or now this, there is a sense, or what you write or what you say, there is a sense of a new generation of women. You know, I would say there's you, but even Richa coming out and speaking about it, even a Deepika coming out and talking about her depression. You know, there is a Kangana coming out and saying, my period blood is not gross, again said on this program. I sense a shift. I sense a generational shift in what women are willing to say, and I sense a greater capacity for saying, basically, we don't give a shit. I was going to say shit, and let me say it, we don't give a shit about how you see us. It's about us and how we see ourselves. Do you see that generational shift?
I think yes. I see people like that around me all the time. Because of the place I live in, the people I hang out with, of course, it's fewer in the cities and sometimes villages, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very surprisingly. But, positive, surprisingly. But I think people coming out and talking about it in this industry is a new shift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is also because people are so obsessed with image. Mm. And people are trying to break that and have their own mark, because I think it's difficult, because women are finding their own equality and space, and to have double standards is really difficult, you know. I think they're talking about it, which is great.
Adil, as someone who's been in the industry, do you sense this change in the movie itself in some ways? As we end, tell us about the movie, because to me the fact of these women in a Gujarat village discovering, in a sense, their own sexual pleasure or their capacity for pleasure, which perhaps their lives had taken away from them, right? And then you have this whole obsessive focus on one sex scene. It kind of captures it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is the story.
That is the story.
The story, what has happened with the, with the we cannot call it leak, but that's what has happened. I think it's this story, as I said, that it is about what we had been, sort of sweeping under the carpet a lot. And what the previous question that you asked, Radhika, that people are coming out and talking about it. And it's high time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, please, it's as Kangana very rightly, I think, worded it. She said, it's boring, it's outdated. Not to talk about it, to talk about it or put down a woman saying that you are a witch and all that. It's outdated, and do something which is inspiring. I mean, we are done with that era.
Yeah.
And it's high time, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. Looking forward to watching the film. Adil and Radhika, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on the Buck Stops here. I think it's important that people like you, both of you, come out and speak. I think it's important that more and more of us speak and actually lift this sort of conspiracy of silence that has surrounded women's sexuality and women's choices for far too long. Pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.